This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The death toll continues to rise in India as protests against a new citizenship law continue. As Reuters' Eimear McCarthy reports, the state of Uttar Pradesh has seen some of the worst rioting.
Officials said more than 1,500 protesters have been arrested since Parliament passed the law on December 11, with India's most populous state, Uttar Pradesh, seeing the worst violence. Rights activists in the state said police had raided their houses and offices to prevent them from planning fresh demonstrations. Uttar Pradesh is ruled by Narendra Modi's Nationalist Party and has long seen clashes between majority Hindus and minority Muslims. The law aims to grant citizenship to minority faiths from Muslim-majority Afghanistan, Pakistan and Bangladesh, deemed as suffering persecution there. But critics say it discriminates against Muslims and threatens India's secular ethos.
That's Reuters' Eimear McCarthy reporting. A company that operates ships laying sections of a new German-Russian pipeline says it is stopping that work after President Donald Trump signed legislation threatening sanctions. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Trump on Friday signed the bill earlier passed by the Senate that provides for sanctions against individuals and companies involved in laying the Nord Stream 2 pipeline under the Baltic Sea from Russia to Germany. Now Switzerland-based Allseas has said in anticipation of the enactment of the National Defence Authorization Act, or NDAA, it suspended its Nord Stream 2 pipe lay activities. The US has been an outspoken opponent of the pipeline, which will transport natural gas about 750 miles. Critics argue it will increase Europe's dependency on Russia for energy. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News.